Hi, this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So, I'm going to read Chapter 4, Fairies in Danger. Christy stared down at Ruby, sitting sadly on Rachel's hand. "Of course we'll help you," she said. "Just tell us how," added Rachel. Ruby wiped her tears from her eyes. "Thank you," she said. "But first, I must show you the terrible thing that has happened. Follow me. Follow me as quickly as you can. She flew into the air, her wings shimmering in the sunshine. Rachel and Christy followed Ruby across the clearing. The fairy danced ahead of them, glowing like crimson flame. She stopped at a small pond under the weeping willow tree. "Look, I can show you what happened yesterday," she said. Ruby flew over to the pond and scattered another shower of sparkling red dust with her tiny red wand. All at once, the water lit up with a strange silver light. It bubbled and fizzed and then became still. With wide eyes, Rachel and Christy watched as the picture appeared in the water. It was like looking through a window into another land. "Oh, Rachel, look," said Christy. A river of the brightest blue ran swiftly past the hills, and the greenest green scattered on the hillsides were red and white toadstool houses. And on top of the highest hill stood a silver palace with four pink towers. The pink towers were so high the points were almost hidden by the fluffy white clouds that floated past. Hundreds of fairies were making their way toward the palace. Some were flying, some were walking, and others... Oh. Rachel and Christy could see goblins, elves, and pixies too. Everyone seemed very excited. "Yesterday was the day of the Fairyland Midsummer Ball," Ruby explained. She flew over to the pond and pointed with her wand at a spot in the middle of the scene. "There I am with my rainbow sisters." Christy and Rachel looked closely at where Ruby was pointing. They saw seven fairies, each dressed prettily in their own rainbow color. Wherever they flew, they left a trail of fairy dust behind them. The Midsummer Ball is very special, Ruby went on, and my sisters and I are always in charge of sending out the invitations. The front doors of the palace slowly opened to the sound of tinkling music. Here come King Auburn and Queen Titina, said Ruby. The fairy king and queen. They're about to begin the ball. Christy and Rachel watched as the king and queen stepped through the doors. The king wore a splendid golden coat and crown. His queen wore silver dress and tiara that sparkled with diamonds. Everyone cheered loudly. After a while, the king signaled for quiet.
"Fairies and friends," he began. "We are very glad to see you all here. Welcome to the Midsummer Ball."
The fairies clapped their hands and cheered again. A band of green frogs in purple suits started to play their instruments and the dancing began. Suddenly, a gray mist filled the room. Christy and Rachel watched in alarm as all the fairies started to shiver. Then a loud, chilly voice shouted out, "Stop the music!" The band fell silent. Everyone looked scared. A tall, bony figure was pushing his way through the crowd. He was dressed in all white, and there were tiny icicles on his white hair and beard. But his face was red and angry. "Who's that?" Rachel asked with a shiver. Ice began to form around the edge of the pond. "It's Jack Frost," said Ruby. She shivered too. In the watery picture, Jack Frost glared at the seven rainbow fairies. Why? The Rainbow Fairies gasped in horror. Ruby looked up and smiled sadly at Rachel and Christy. Yes, we forgot to invite Jack Frost, she said, and looked back at the pond. They watched as the Fairy Queen stepped forward. You are more than welcome, Jack Frost, she said. Please stay and enjoy the ball. But Jack Frost looked even more angry. Too late, he hissed. You forgot to invite me. He turned and pointed a thin, icy finger at the Rainbow Fairies. You will not forget this, he went on. My spell will banish the Rainbow Fairies into the seven corners of the human world. From this day on, Fairyland will be without color. Forever! So that was the end of the chapter. I hope you enjoyed this chapter.